Across the country, the search is on for new sources of clean energy, and one place to find it could be the Ohio River. The Ohio and its tributaries could become a hotspot for new hydropower development using the region's extensive network of navigation dams rather than building new artificial lakes. But not everyone wants to take the hydro plunge. Reed Fraser from Here and Now contributor The Allegheny Front reports from Pittsburgh.
Paul Jacob watches water spill over the Emsworth Dam on the Ohio River near Pittsburgh. The water forms a white froth at the base of the dam before flowing into the brown waters. To Jacob, that froth looks like opportunity.
If you look out, you'll see all the water that's flowing over that dam. That basically is unused energy.
Jacob is with Rye Development, a company that has proposed building a small hydropower plant here at Emsworth and at 9 other dams in western Pennsylvania and West Virginia. If approved, the projects could come online by 2019. The amount of energy these hydropower plants would create isn't enormous. The Emsworth Dam could power only 6,000 to 12,000 homes. But even at this scale, says Jacob, these projects can benefit the economy and the environment.
It's a carbon-free resource. So once this is built, it'll just operate. The life of these projects is extremely long compared to most other resources. So makes a good contribution in terms of adding a renewable resource that's also available on a 24/7 basis.
I think that often it's talked about as the silent renewable.
David Zayas is with the National Hydropower Association. He says hydropower has been around so long, some people assume there's no room for it to grow. But hydropower is still the biggest source of renewable energy in the country, accounting for 7% of all electricity in the U.S. And the Department of Energy says the industry could grow by 50% over the next 3 decades.
You know, the myth of that hydropower is all tapped out, and that Pennsylvania is a really good example of that not being the case.
With its plentiful rainfall and dammed up rivers, the Keystone State is well suited for hydro, says Lindsay Baxter of the Pennsylvania Environmental Council. She says hydro also fits well with what a modernized grid will look like.
The future of power generation is going to be more distributed, smaller resources that are very low or no carbon emitting. And hydro feeds into that and could be very complementary to some of the other resources like wind and solar.
Baxter's group is pushing for more hydropower, but it doesn't want big new dams that can wipe out habitat or displace homes and businesses. Instead, Baxter thinks building projects onto existing dams makes the most sense.
That's really where we see more of the opportunity, where you have a previously disturbed environment. Sometimes those can be retrofitted to produce power with very little or no impacts on the environment.
Actually, some worry new hydropower plants, even on existing dams, could be bad for rivers. On a recent afternoon, Rob Walters took me on a cruise up the Allegheny River, a few miles from where it flows into the Ohio.
And there is one guy fishing.
Over there.
Walters is with Three Rivers Waterkeeper. The group monitors water quality on Pittsburgh's rivers, which have slowly seen fish populations increase after decades of industrial pollution. We idle just below the Highland Park Dam, the site of another one of Rye Development's proposed hydroelectric projects. He says this is the best spot on the river to fish.
You know, so why are the fish there and not just, like, I don't know, in the middle of the river?
The dissolved oxygen. There's more oxygen concentrated at the dam. It's turbulent, so...
On a dammed-up river like this one, water spilling over the dam is one of the few ways oxygen gets infused into the water, feeding plants and fish. Biologists worry a hydropower plant would funnel some of this turbulent water through turbines, dropping dissolved oxygen in the river to dangerous levels. Building the plant would also mean dredging, which could stir up industrial leftovers from Pittsburgh's past.
And we're talking a lot of metals and some seriously nasty pollutants that are buried and packed down, down, and down. When you dredge, you bring all of that up, not only up, but into the water column.
Water quality isn't the only thing Walters worries about. He points to a spit of rocks just below the dam. A man sits on a chair. Next to him, a cooler, a bait bucket, and a fishing rod.
To the gentleman that's up there, yeah, definitely looks like he's doing a little catfishing. This is his Yosemite. And why why should we take that away from him? And
Walter says he's in favor of clean energy, but he doesn't want it to come at the cost of the region's rivers and those who use them. For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.